Shanti Deva's perception of death and impermanence is extraordinarily profound. It's not simply the notion that one day he will die. His sense of impermanence is in fact a sense of the momentariness, of the fleeting nature of all experience. The verse that immediately follows the one I've just mentioned goes, "Everything experienced fades to memory. Everything is like an image in a dream. It is gone and it's not seen again. Everything experienced fades to memory. Everything is like an image in a dream. It is gone and it is not seen again." This is happening right now as I speak and as you listen. This whole perceptual situation of me speaking, of you listening, of thoughts going through your mind, of images flashing through your mind, of feelings and emotions going through you, of the sounds all around you, of the movement in the room. It's just immediately becoming memory. Immediately becoming memory. It just flashes past. A friend of mine who's an artist, I was talking to him about, he had a still life in his room which he was drawing, and we were talking about life drawing. Drawing a still life. He said, "Well, you've got to remember, you're always drawing from memory. You know, by the time you've looked and put down the mark, you are drawing a memory. You never get the thing in itself," which is an amazing thought, if you think about it. We can never catch and grasp what is actually going on. All experience is like quicksilver, like mercury. Life itself cannot be grasped or held. If we were to look and examine, if we were to search, we'd find no permanently abiding essence, whether inside ourselves, in other people, in anything. Everything, Shantideva would say, is empty of self-nature. Everything is shunyata. Everything is emptiness. It doesn't mean that there's nothing. It doesn't mean that there's, in reality, some vacuum, some blank nothing. That's not what Buddhism says. There is, of course, we know, we're experiencing it, a vivid appearance. There is experience, but we won't find any essence in it at all. Only, the texts tell us, the Buddha tells us, a dependent arising, a flow of ever-changing conditions, just running on, just flashing past. Even the conditions themselves, even the moments themselves, are insubstantial. So they go further and they say, everything is like a dream, or everything is like maya, which in this context means illusion or a magical display, a magical display. Vibrant, vivid, clear, creative. All is transformation, always moving on, always changing.